many of our faithful away this weekend, and we are blessed to have a few others, visitors, coming in. So we're glad to have you with us today and filling out our thin ranks somewhat today. We have some special guests with us also from Georgia, Georgi's family, and we especially welcome you here today. We're very delighted to have you with us. And Georgi, if you want or someone wants to translate during the homily, please feel free to do so. Christ is risen.
Jesus.
Today we're presented with two miracles in the epistle and gospel. The apostles heal a woman with an unclean spirit in Christ's name. Christ God heals a man born blind who suffers for his witness to the truth of Christ. The jailer in today's gospel, seeing the miracle at the prison, humbled himself and came to the apostles. He fell down before them, trembling and begging them, beseeching them, "What must I do to be saved?" Through his humility and courage, the jailer gained the sight of faith. He found salvation in Christ, and through him, we read that so did all his family. Ironic, isn't it? The jailer was afraid, scared out of his wits, but had the courage and humility to come to the apostles seeking salvation, seeking to know their God, Jesus Christ. We can fear like that with regard to our faith. We fear rejection. We fear ridicule. We fear judgment just for being Orthodox Christians. Our fear, our pride, because that's really what fear is. Fear is focused on myself rather than on God. And when we focus on ourselves, we're relying on ourselves. And we're not relying on God. And so all of these other problems, these other fears surface and they get in our way. And they cause us to stumble. Our fear, our pride can get in our way of courageously stepping forward in faith to witness to the truth, to say yes to God, as did the jailer. Today's gospel gives us yet another example of courage and witness in the face of such fear. Jesus heals a man born blind, who then witnesses to all that Christ has done. The miracle is even more remarkable than it first seems. Not only has no one ever opened the eyes of one born blind, but, as the fathers tell us, this man was born without eyes. Not only did Christ God, the Word of God, through whom all things were made, all life came into being, all life is sustained, open the blind man's eyes, the eyes that he had made for the blind man were the ones which he opened. Just as our first parent Adam was taken from the clay and made alive, so Jesus takes clay and makes eyes for the blind man. There is a clear parallel here to the first creation of man, but there's even more here. Christ God not only gives the blind man physical eyes, not only does he then open those eyes so the blind man can see, but even more importantly, he gives him the sight that is within. He wakens and illumines the man's immortal soul, giving him a living encounter with God, revealing himself to him, and bringing him to the knowledge and love of him, so that bringing him to salvation, he might glorify God. The blind man comes to faith in the living God. He receives spiritual sight and worships God, his creator, the only lover of mankind. The Pharisees, for their part, witness the miracle as well. They witness the healing of this man, a man who is known to all, who is regularly seen begging at the gate. But in their pridefulness and their lack of faith, they don't believe. They choose not to believe. Jesus heals the blind man on the Sabbath and reveals himself as the long-awaited Messiah. But they cannot see the miracle. They're blinded by their pride, blinded by their lack of faith in God's love and power to fulfill the law. That's what healing is on the Sabbath. It is fulfilling the law, yet alone being able to see that he heals because he is God. The Pharisees question the blind man, searching for a reasonable explanation for the miracle that has taken place, a reason not to believe. They don't want their eyes opened. They want to remain unchanged. The blind man doesn't stop, though, with his encounter with God, with his own salvation. No, he testifies boldly to the truth of Christ and his life-giving power, not fearing their wrath. In the end, the uneducated blind man must teach the learned Pharisees what faith really means. And this is what he says. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. And so for this true and courageous statement, he's thrown out of the community of the Jews. He's thrown out of the synagogue and not allowed back in. As the world rejected the blind man, casting him out, so too the world often rejects us as we strive and seek to proclaim our faith in the living God, as we live out and testify to the miracle of the life of faith, of doing real battle with our passions, of bringing our struggles and sin sickness before the Lord in confession, in our desire for healing from them, of professing our belief in miracles as the doer of those wonders, in vocally giving God the glory, the credit for our blessings. Jesus says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Today we also commemorate the miraculous finding of the head of St. John the Baptist, who gave his life as a testimony to the truth of God, condemning Herod's immorality. In our own day, Christians are still persecuted. Many of us have been greatly saddened by the case of Miriam, an Orthodox Christian woman, 8 months pregnant, shackled in jail with her 18-month-old son, awaiting execution in Sudan for refusing to renounce her faith in Christ. In response to the judge's sentence, Miriam cried out, "I am a Christian, and I will remain a Christian." St. Paul warns Timothy, saying, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." The blind man is thrown out of the temple and ostracized from the Jewish community. St. John is beheaded for daring to speak the truth. Our sister Miriam is sentenced to death by hanging for refusing to denounce her faith in Christ. You and I presently suffer very little for our faith, and still we find it hard to be faithful. We find it hard to be courageous witnesses of the truth of Christ to the world around us, fearing how people might react if they find out that we are faithful, striving, struggling Christians. The strength of a martyr's witness is also a miracle. And by martyr here, I mean the original intent of the word, which is witness, testimony. That's what a martyr is. A martyr bears witness to the truth of Christ no matter what. And because of the strength of that witness, of those who are even willing to pay the ultimate price of giving their lives for the sake of Christ, because that witness defies any explanation that the secular scientific mind can grapple with, why would anyone be willing to die for Christ? Similarly, and no less miraculous, is the opening up of a person to new life in Christ, or so to repentance, to the return to God, to desire healing from spiritual blindness and growth in illumination. Both require the miracle of faith. Both require courage. The blind man not only receives his physical sight, even more importantly, he recovers the sight of the eyes within. He comes to Christ God, and finding Jesus Christ, he finds healing, not only from his biological blindness, but from the spiritual blindness of sin. Sin alone is evil. Blindness is no evil, as St. John Chrysostom puts it. In this case, the man's infirmity, his sickness, if you will, his blindness brings him to the Master, to him who is life itself. And through this encounter, this life-changing encounter, through his courage, his fear of God and not of man, he is spiritually illumined, he is spiritually healed, he is given true life. As important as the healing of the blind man is, and the regaining of his physical sight even more vital than this, is his finding Christ in his witness to his faith in him as the Messiah, and his willingness to pay the price for being a martyr, for being a witness to the truth, so that others may come to be healed and believe as well. You and I have the opportunity to courageously embrace the faith of the blind man this day, of St. John, of our sister Miriam suffering in prison. We ask Christ to continue to open our spiritual eyes, to make us more faithful witnesses of his truth, the truth of a changed and changing life, of freedom from enslavement to this world, which our friends, our relatives, our co-workers, our neighbors are all in such great need of, this life-changing encounter with Christ. We live out our faith, we do battle with our passion, so that cooperating more and more with the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we too may see Christ, the light of the world, the Savior of our souls. And we overcome our pride with his help, our fear. And we gain with love that which compels us to bear witness of him and his truth to the world around us, so that our life may make a difference. So with gratitude, we thank God for the spiritual eyes to see and discern good from evil that we gain from life in the church. We thank him for the opportunities he gives us to be a martyr, to be a witness, testifying to the reality of life that is alone in him, the hope of eternal life. And so with the blind man, we worship him, and we receive him this day and testify to the changeless truth that he is. I pray that God would give us such humility and such courage. Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
Christi asta.
Christos
ambiat.
Ambiat.